Move fast and break things, guys! Move fast and break things! Maintenance of the nuclear weapons? That was the last time we used one! Clearly waste, fraud, and abuse! Delete it!
Elon Musk and Doge are making quick work of intensifying wasteful woke government spending.
And a few moments of panic later, Doge is all like, sorry, dear, trusted government employees about that whole stabbing you in the back in the middle of the night and throwing your bodies off the back of the boat. Turns out those jobs were needed for the maintenance of the nuclear stockpile. You know, it's just we here at the Department of Government Efficiency didn't realize that maintaining the nuclear stockpile was important. So I'd really appreciate it if you'd come back and do your old jobs.
And spending, but saving your taxpayer dollars has sent Democrats into a complete spiral. Actually entertaining at times.
Seriously, this is the dumbest thing ever. It's like a teenager with no medical training randomly trying to just cut out organs with a chainsaw.
Chainsaw for bureaucracy. Chainsaw.
On the basis that, if it turns out to be important, we can always put it back in, right? That's what my 0 hours of medical training taught me. And it turns out, no, they can't, because they made a point of cutting this thing out in the most destructive, irreversible fashion ever, deleting literally everything to make it harder for judges to undo later. So basically, they had to put out a press release asking pretty please to all those fired government workers, who they could no longer contact because they'd deleted all of their emails. You know, if they could contact their old bosses about getting their jobs maintaining the nuclear stockpile back again. Yeah, I'm not sure that whole "we'll stab you in the back the second it's convenient for us" is the sort of job security you want to be offering to people maintaining your nuclear weapons stockpile.
You know, it's very predictable. I think Elon Musk has, what he has done is a great service to this country.
To say this is moronic really doesn't quite touch on it. Musk has successfully turned the US government into a grinning moron, happily cutting off his own foot with the great reasoning that this will be so much more efficient now because he only has to buy half the number of shoes.
The feet of thunder are shaking the ground as the world is waking up to the truth that's being found. Elon's empire is crumbling. And the people are starting to see the feet of thunder are the ones that will set him free.
Maybe a quick reminder of the quality of guy you now have in charge of the US government. Because Musk was spreading some of the dumbest disinformation ever about the pandemic. For those who are a little fuzzy on the whole pandemic thing, it eventually killed just north of 1 million Americans. That's more than all of the war dead from the 20th century. And yes, that does include both world wars. Anyway, this is back in the early days when it was obvious to people like me that it was outrageously contagious, had already spread far and wide in the international population, and killed about 1% of people. When Musk was making his best predictions about, based on current trends, probably close to zero new cases in US2 by end of April. This was about when I was making predictions that if he didn't do anything, you would basically have everyone in the entire country infected in about 3 months and about 3 million dead. Sam Harris contacted him and made a bet. Musk bet $1 million that the US would never see 35,000 cases of coronavirus. You know, versus Sam Harris who bet a bottle of tequila or something. A few months later, the coronavirus cases were just north of 500,000. And the deaths were at 35,000. And Harris messaged Musk saying, "Is 35,000 deaths and 600,000 cases more than 35,000 cases?" Musk never gave him his $1 million or spoke to him again. When Musk tweeted this, "Based on current trends, probably close to zero new cases in US2 by end of April." He was a little wrong. It turns out that when he tweeted that, there are about 500 deaths per week due to coronavirus. This is in the United States, of course. And by the end of April, it was up to 15,000. Musk then got into government and quickly laid off all the people in charge of avian flu, only to desperately try to rehire them again. Yeah, this is full on burning clown car levels of competency in leadership.
And Thunderfoot's prophecy is the one that they can't beat. The feet of thunder are shaking the ground as the world is waking up to the truth that's being found. Elon's empire's crumbling and the people are starting to see the feet of thunder are the ones that will set him free. So listen to the thunder and the prophecy that's being told.
But with this level of competence, but, you know, what's the worst that can happen?
And I'd like to say, if you see any contract where where it was awarded to SpaceX and it wasn't by far the best value for money for the taxpayer, let me know. Because every one of them was.
Yeah, that's complete bullshit. And it's not difficult to show either. You know, do I know of any contract that SpaceX got where they didn't deliver the best possible value for money? Oh wait, that's going to take fully seconds. The Human Landing System contract awarded to SpaceX in 2021, where it already received millions of dollars of pre-funding for the initial study. Awarded to SpaceX by this woman, Kathy Luders.
We're going back in a way that is totally different. So the Human Landing System is going to allow us to be able to access different parts of the lunar surface.
Yeah, none of that's particularly relevant other than after awarding SpaceX its $3 billion of government money. Sometime later, Kathy Luders quit her job working for the government and went to work for SpaceX. And for this $3 billion, they were going to do an orbital launch test in 2022. They were going to do a long-duration flight test in 2023. And they were going to do an uncrewed landing in 2024. And if you're thinking, yeah, but they've not even made the first goal on that Gantt chart, you're right. Let alone what they were meant to be doing, which is build the craft that's meant to take the astronauts from lunar orbit to the lunar surface. So far, all they've delivered is wreckage to the Gulf of Starship and the Indian Ocean.
This is not right. Something happened. This exploded. This thing is exploding.
And I'd like to say, if you see any contract where where it was awarded to SpaceX and it wasn't by far the best value for money for the taxpayer, let me know.
It's not so much they didn't deliver astronauts to the moon. They couldn't get a banana safely to the other side of the planet. Now, there are sites like usaspending.gov, which I'm sure will soon be shut down by Elon Musk for efficiency, that actually show you how much money Elon Musk has had for this. So here you have the contract for the Human Landing System, which is meant to be getting, they've been awarded an extra couple of billion dollars along the way, you know, because that's the way things work. But you can see how much money they've actually had so far on the Human Landing System. And they've already had $3 billion for the Human Landing System contract. So the government has given Elon Musk $3 billion, and he's given them literally nothing.
Yes!
So let's just compare the contract given to Musk, for which he has delivered literally nothing, to the greatest examples of waste, fraud, and abuse that he shut down entire departments for. Yeah, you know, that whole condoms for Gaza thing. To which Musk replies, my guess is a lot of that money ended up in the pockets of Hamas, not actually condoms.
So can you correct the statements? It wasn't sent to Hamas, actually. It was sent to Mozambique, which makes sense why condoms were sent there. Program was to protect them against HIV. So,
yeah.
And how can we make sure that all the statements that you said were correct, so we can trust what you say?
Well, first of all, some of the things that I say will be incorrect and should be corrected. So nobody's going to bat 1,000.
Yeah, sure, everyone makes mistakes, but yours isn't just more like sinking the Titanic. It's more like sinking the Titanic when you're only meant to be cleaning its windows or something. Not only do you just not bother checking any of this, you tweet how this delusional, non-existent $50 million for condoms for Gaza is the tip of the iceberg, and how that you think it's actually going directly to fund terrorists. It's just a regular common mistake. Oh no, wait, the other thing, the most shockingly reckless and dishonest thing that you could possibly imagine that would have gotten literally anyone else fired for gross incompetence, but not in a dumbest timeline ever, where the fact that it's not true doesn't matter at all, as long as you're performatively really, really outraged by it.
Doge and OMB also found that there was about to be $50 million taxpayer dollars that went out the door to fund condoms in Gaza. That is a preposterous waste of taxpayer money.
Well, she really was outraged about something that wasn't true there. I wonder if anyone can do any better. You know, like, say, for instance, turning condoms into bombs.
$50 million being sent to Gaza to buy condoms for Hamas. 50 million. And you know what's happened to them? They've used them as a method of making bombs.
But because they were so outraged by this fiction they just made up out of whole cloth, they decided to shut down all government spending because of this terrible outrage.
So that's what this pause is focused on, being good stewards of tax dollars.
Even better, the same press secretary here, who is boasting about shutting down the government over lies, later goes on to say that they're going to hold people accountable for spreading lies.
And how does that align with the First Amendment commitment that you were just talking about?
I was very upfront in my briefing on day one that if we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable.
You'll be shocked to find out that the apology and the retraction never came. You know, shutting down billions of dollars of legitimate government programs because of some delusional shit you just straight made up. Nor did it come from Musk, who went in one day from saying one of the first things Hitler did upon gaining power was aggressive censorship, to 60 Minutes are the biggest liars in the world. They engage in deliberate deception to interfere with the last election. They deserve a long prison sentence. But of course, Trump would correct such an obvious falsehood, right? Yeah, this goes exactly the way you expect it to.
$100 million for condoms. Condoms. Does everybody know what a condom is? For Hamas, $100 million.
Cool. So Musk was happy to pull the plug on huge fractions of government over a completely fictitious $100 million for condoms for Gaza. You know, with their great evidence for corruption being they just made it up, compared to the demonstrable $3 billion that Musk took off the government for his best contract ever, where he took all of the money and delivered literally nothing that he said he would deliver. $3 billion spaffed into the Gulf of Starship. Well, by Musk's reasoning, this must clearly be enough to label SpaceX as a fraudulent organization and revoke all of its contracts. But wait, Musk owns the majority of SpaceX shares, so he benefits from every contract that they get.
I'm asking you to look into the Department of Defense. Is
yes,
that
which we definitely need to do
interest?
And are going to do at the president's request.
Does that present a conflict of interest for you?
No, because you'd have to look at the individual contract and say, first of all, I'm not the one, you know, filing the contract. It's people at SpaceX or someone.
Right. Not a conflict of interest because the guy making the decision on whether he should give his own company money or not won't profit because someone else submitted the proposal. Literally the dumbest rationalization of conflict of interest ever. It's like a crime lord who plans a bank robbery claiming that he's innocent and won't profit because he wasn't actually the guy who took the money out of the vault. Then again, you're the dumbass who called someone a tard for thinking that government databases work on SQL, only to be corrected by community notes saying that, actually, they do. Welcome to the tech genius in charge of updating the government's computer systems. But that whole taking people's money on vaporware promises and giving them nothing is kind of something that Musk has formed for. Gosh, it's like a rerun of the whole Roadster thing. You know, take a $250,000 pre-orders in 2017 from 1,000 people.
It was the foundation of the whole company. It was the Tesla Roadster. People have asked us for a long time, when are you going to make a new Roadster? We are making it now. Yeah! Be the fastest to 100 miles an hour. 4.2 seconds to 100 miles an hour. These are all world records.
Actually, no, They're all vaporware records. And then 8 years later, deliver them exactly nothing. Except the HLS contract was 10 times bigger. And you're stealing from the US taxpayer. You know, these aren't like speculative things. This is history. It's just they only scammed $250,000 out of people for cars that he never delivered, whilst he scammed $3 billion out of the government for starships he never delivered. And Musk calls that the best value ever.
Where it was awarded to SpaceX and it wasn't by far the best value for money for the taxpayer? Let me know. Because every one of them was.
And Trump is all like, a guy who has spent a decade putting out vaporware and has zero experience of catching them. It's like putting the alcoholic in charge of the distillery. But putting a vaporware salesman with a lifetime record of not delivering on his remarkable promises and giving him absolute power with the government to make it more efficient. Seriously, they set records for launching the worst website ever and getting it hacked in record time. The efficiency is just off the charts. I mean, the Doge website was literally such that anyone could edit it. And so they did, saying that these morons left their database wide open. And you can still go onto Internet Archives and see where the Doge website says, this is a joke of a .gov site. Now that's the sort of confidence that you need in charge of your government's most sensitive data and deciding which nuclear weapon scientists they're going to fire. And bear in mind that this is Musk's idea of more efficient, you know. Oh look, $300 million of government fireworks causing aviation emergencies and the such like. Such a good use of government money. Yeah, it's nice that we have the best and brightest in charge of running things. And if you're thinking, isn't Elon Musk in charge of the doggy department? Well, not according to the White House's legal filings. I think you'll find it's along the lines that basically if Musk was in charge, then he would have legal exposure for some of the stuff that he's actually doing. Not only that, they've moved the doggy department such that it no longer has to comply with Freedom of Information Acts, and Trump has said that it now is governed by the Presidential Records Act, meaning no one will be able to see anything that the doggy department has done for the next 10 or so years. It's what Musk calls maximum transparency.
Yourself, what are the checks and balances that are in place to ensure that there is accountability and transparency?
No. Well, we actually are trying to be as transparent as possible. In fact, our actions, we post our actions to the Doge handle on X and to the Doge website. So all of our actions are maximally transparent. In fact, I don't think there's been, I don't know of a case that where an organization has been more transparent than the Doge organization.
Yeah, sure. Maximum transparency, which is why it's not even clear who the actual head of the doggy department is. Also, yeah, slight conflict of interests that he owns Twitter. And where is he publishing this government stuff? Oh, to Twitter. And because he's legally, certainly, definitely not the head of the doggy department, Musk then tweets out that, consistent with the president's orders, all federal employees will shortly receive an email requesting to understand what they got done last week. Failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. So what, now in the name of efficiency, some 3 million government employees all have to stop what they're doing immediately and write an email for Musk. And seriously, if you wanted any meaningful human review of such an email, let's say 5 minutes apiece. So give or take, that's going to be what, about 10 an hour, about 100 per day. Or one person could get through about 30,000 per year, meaning it would take a staff of about 100 people doing nothing but reading these emails for a year. Give or take, this stunt has cost the US taxpayer about $10 million. And probably at least that much in terms of lost productivity. You know, for government efficiency. In reality, we know this is basically about messing with the employees. You know, with the, if you don't do what Simon says, you lose your job. Thing is that all of these should now be available under the Freedom of Information Act. After all, they should go to human resources. And if Musk doesn't do one, doesn't that mean that he should be, fired? Which led to some awesome memes about what Elon did this week. You know, with the, didn't make lunar landing system again. $3 billion. Didn't deliver on the Roadster again. Along with some new stuff, like ignored medical emergencies with one of his children, forcing one of his baby mamas trying to shame him into it on Twitter. Or getting into fights with basically every respected astronaut out there. Simply because he was talking crap. You know, claiming that the astronauts were left up there for political reasons when the capsule that's going to be bringing them back to Earth has been docked on the space station since September. Or claiming that they'd saved some 50-odd billion dollars only to get fact-checked and, you know, once you'd stripped away all the double and triple counting savings, it was more like 15 billion. And then it turns out about half of that was because they'd counted an $8 million saving as an $8 billion saving. Basically, what can be confirmed as savings is actually currently about $2 billion. That is, you could have saved more than the entire doggy department by just never giving Musk the HLS contract in the first place. And the outcome in both cases, of course, would be exactly the same, which is zero HLS systems will be delivered. Yeah, amazingly, Musk managed to cram several lifetimes of incompetence into a single week. He's just that much better at multitasking than the rest of us. In fact, he's that good that when he sent out this email to all of the federal employees, he just curiously forgot to add that bit about, if you don't reply, we'll take that as your resignation. Yeah, welcome to the dumbest possible timeline where in 2000, Idiocracy was a pessimistic view of the future. In 2016, it was a realistic view of the future. And now, it's an optimistic view of the future. Meanwhile, back in the dumbest possible timeline, Musk's great idea of just going into USAID and firing everyone in literally the dumbest way to shut down a department ever is turning out to have some completely foreseeable consequences. Turns out that most of the money from USAID went into doing things like buying grain off US farmers, who are now running the risk of going out of business. But illegally shutting down USAID in the dumbest way possible, you know, like just immediately putting everyone on leave, now means that all those supply chains moving those millions of dollars of food around are all stopped. And some of the perishable food is at risk of spoiling. You know, meaning hundreds of millions of dollars of waste right before your eyes. And Trump's response is to fire the guy who pointed out that millions of dollars was literally going to waste right before people's eyes simply because they had fired the guys in charge of delivering it. But just think of the savings. It's what, 10,000 people working at USAID at, say, $100,000 per person per year. That's an amazing $1 billion of savings, meaning the remaining 50-odd billion dollars from USAID went mostly into things like subsidizing US industries, supplying things like wheat to feed people, or condoms to supply to HIV-infested areas in Africa. You know, things for where you can get real bang for the buck for pennies on the dollar. Or the HIV drugs the USA supplied, which were attributed with saving some 20 million lives. And yes, now that those drugs are cut off, those people eventually will develop AIDS and die. Of course, announcing something that's going to cause tens of millions of people to lose their lives is something that requires subtlety and tact and sophistication.
And we've also effectively ended the left-wing scam known as USAID, the agency's name. Has been removed from its former building, and that space will now house agents from Customs and Border Patrol. Beautiful.
It'll also greatly increase the amount of HIV in the world, making it more dangerous for everyone. You know, it's that whole viruses don't respect borders thing. But hey, we got to see Elon Musk, the world's richest man, make a show of his performative cruelty to the poorest people on the planet. So he could save less than 1% from the federal budget. The Musk economics here is basically not giving your neighbour a bucket of water to put out the fire which will soon consume both his house and probably yours because you want to save the money for a bucket of water. But let's ignore the probably tens of millions of poor people who are going to die because of this and just focus on the consequences for America. So give or take, you know, if you just say it's $2 billion on the wheat market alone, and that's some 10% of the size of the entire US wheat market. So it's either a 10% price cut for all the struggling farmers, or give or take, if you said the average farmer gets $100,000 per year, it's the loss of about 20,000 farming jobs. Who are also going to get hit by Trump's tariffs, given it's, what, a 25% tariff on steel and aluminium. And everything that farmers buy is made out of steel or aluminium. And hey, just think about it, America, all those dirt poor countries that you once had loads of leverage over because you could always threaten to cut off the aid, you now have no influence over whatsoever. Musk has very effectively castrated America's influence around the world. A good first step in making America great again, while simultaneously causing the loss of tens of thousands of farming jobs. Oh, well done, Elon. Yeah, it's like having someone with no experience on how things work and giving them absolute power to make changes is a dumb idea.
In the depths of the internet, where the truth is hard to find, there's a voice that's speaking out against the status quo's design. Thunderfoot's the name, and prophecy's his game. He's predicting the fall of the man with the Tesla fame.
The feet of thunder.